This meeting is now being recorded.
Hi, everybody. Welcome, first of all, to the 2016, the first facilitation call of the year. We have a couple folks who have dialed in, but we don't have the names associated with it. Could those of you who have dialed in just let us know who you are?
David Conrad's dialed in.
Okay, we have David Conrad. There's a 202 number, 5836. A 310-5800 number, 319 number, and a 38 related number.
Teresa, the 310 number may be mine.
Okay, right. Wonderful, Trang. Good.
This is Larry. I'm the 5836.
Hi, Larry. How are you? Welcome. Thanks for joining. Wonderful. Good. I think we then have everybody covered. Great.
And Bruce talking on the call as well, Teresa.
Hey, Bruce. Welcome. Thanks so much for joining. Good. I think we have, I see James is on. Welcome, James. Thanks for coming in, and I'm glad you could make it. Congratulations again on your new role in the GNSO. And I see we have
from
the ICG as well, and then Leon and Thomas from the CCWG. Okay. Okay, well, let's go ahead and get this started. Thanks for everybody's patience. I know we're a couple minutes over the top of the hour. Just as a reminder, this is a call that we are doing on a monthly basis just in order to share updates and share updates with each other on where everything is. Fadi is unable to join this one, and he sends his apologies and regrets, but I hope I can cover it as best I can, and we'll try to do it justice. So as you know, we had changed the schedule of this week's call from last week in order to really accommodate also the holiday schedules and make sure that we had an opportunity to give everybody a little bit of time to catch up, which I know many have been doing. And I know Thomas and Leon, you have quite a bit to share with us too. Before we move into just hearing from everybody on some of their updates with each other, how that might impact the timeline and where things are going, let me just give a few updates on some of our planning leading into Marrakesh and into the Marrakesh meeting. I know that many of our teams are working with all of you on the different schedules, and as part of that, we also have several sessions that are going to relate to the transition. I assume that's also going to be a topic for the different SOs and ACs. Moving into the meeting itself. I think as many of you are aware, we've also received a unique request from the CCWG to hold a pre-meeting session, which will be held on the 4th, and we've been able to accommodate that. We've let the CCWG chairs also know the estimated cost of that, which is around $95,000, in order to have that additional day. And then we'll be having the additional 90-minute engagement sessions, both on the Sunday or Monday, and then a three-hour session, working session on the Thursday towards the end of the week. I think in addition to that, the ICG is looking at potentially holding a meeting during the course of the Marrakesh meeting, as are some of the SOs and ACs have that on their agenda item. On the timeline itself, we've not posted an adjustment for this call. We're working still off of getting input and updates to the timeline that we've been talking about in December, and we'll build in the feedback that we get from the call today into that and then get that circulated with everybody to get that shared out to the wider community based on the input. I understand, and I know that Thomas and Leon have been working very, very hard on a very aggressive discussion framework for the month of January. And Alyssa, I understand also that ICG has a call coming up this week And the CWG has had a call this week dealing with some of the outstanding issues that relate to the transition itself and some of the specific areas, including the IPR area. But I'm wondering if I could turn it over to maybe Thomas and Leon, if you want to share with the group both this really remarkable schedule for the CCWG over the course of January. And I know you just got off of a very long call sort of during the night and during your early morning and want to share that information as well with the group. And then we'll turn it over to the ICG chairs and have a discussion and open the discussion up for any questions and further information sharing with each other. And then we'll turn it over to Trang for implementation. Thomas or Leon, could I turn it over to you?
Thank you very much, Teresa. This is Leon. And as you said, we have implemented a very aggressive schedule of calls for the month of January. We have been holding two calls per week, 3 hours each call. And we have also been having some additional calls for working groups, like, for example, the mission recommendation working group has also held a couple of calls to continue to address the different comments that we're receiving this very public comment period. So we're working very hard, as you said. The whole group is working very hard. And we have been reviewing the different comments that have come in this third public comment period, recommendation by recommendation. So we have some pretty good way forward, I believe. We have been discussing with the wider group or with the whole group, as I said, different concerns that were raised not only by the board but also by different charter organizations. But we're still pending formal input from the GNSO and the GAC, and we expect to receive the GNSO feedback this same week, I believe. And the GAC feedback will also be coming in shortly, maybe this week or the next week, for us to actually have the full picture in front of us and be able to discuss this feedback with the larger group. So as you may be aware, we had planned for a timeline that was aimed to deliver our proposal by sometime by the end of January, and that will most likely not be possible, but we cannot foresee an exact modified timeline at this point, because as I said, we are still pending to receive some formal input from some of the charter organizations. So as soon as we have that input and we take a look at it and see how that might fit into the puzzle, then we will be able to actually have a draft updated timeline to discuss with the working group, with the CCWG, and if approved by the CCWG, then we will be publishing that timeline for everyone to be on the same line. We have been having very fruitful discussions with board members across these many calls that we have held. And I would like to thank for those board members that have been working along with us, and of course staff for producing different versions of the different documents that we have been circulated in the list. And that would be the update on the work that we've done. And I'm not sure if you mentioned this, but we will also be having an additional day of face-to-face meeting prior to Marrakesh, so that will also add to the many hours of work that the whole group has been having. So that would be an update from the CCWG work so far, Teresa.
Leon, thank you very much. I see that James has typed into the chat room. James, did you have any comments or any feedback?
Hi, Teresa. James speaking. Just to reinforce what Leon had mentioned as the component of or his expectation of receiving GNSO feedback by this week. I think that we are on target to provide that. However, I wouldn't expect the CCWG will see anything necessarily new coming from the GNSO except to note where the various stakeholder groups are aligned in their feedback on the CCWG recommendations, and also to note where the GNSO is divergent in their positions on the recommendations. So that's the format that the feedback will take, and I'm hoping that that is will make it more useful and workable for the CCWG. Thanks.
Great. Thanks, James. Thank you. Any other points to share with Thomas? I see your hand is up.
Thanks very much, Theresa, and hello everyone. I just have a question for James. James, you said that we should expect feedback from the GNSO specifying where there's support and where there's divergence. Is there any plan for the GNSO Council to vote on the individual recommendations, and should we expect that that it's likely that certain recommendations will be voted down, i.e. that there will be no support for some of the recommendations?
Hi, Thomas. Yeah, I don't want to presume the outcome, but that's exactly what we will be doing. It looks like there is significant degree of either unified support or unified conditional support for all recommendations except one.
Okay, that's sorry for following up on this, but James, that's mm-hmm. very helpful. So just to confirm, the council is likely to vote on the individual recommendations and not on the recommendations as a package, right?
That is correct. We've proposed both options for the council, but I think that given the significance of the CCWG's work, there seems to be a growing segment of the council that wants us to take the more formal route and vote on them individually so that we can record the level of support for each recommendation.
Thanks. And Theresa, if I may, I'd like to still ask one more follow-up question for James.
Exactly.
Thanks so much. James, where you say that there's conditional support, will the GNSO or its council offer alternatives that will help us better understand what measures need to be taken in order to receive or enjoy your unconditional support?
Well, let me back up a little bit. Yes, each of those recommendations that are flagged as being supported with some conditions will indicate which of the conditions would be required in order to receive unconditional support. In the event that one or more stakeholder groups has submitted a condition for their support, we've simply added those together as long as they were not determined to be incompatible or mutually exclusive. So I hope that
good.
Makes sense.
Thank you. Thanks. This is really helpful. Thomas, did you have any follow-ups on that or any further?
Thanks, Theresa. I just typed in the chat that I'm thanking James, so this answers my questions for the time being. Thank you so much.
Perfect. Great. James, thank you very much for sharing that update. Any other updates or questions either from any of the SOs or ACs or from anybody? Okay. Good. Excellent. Then, Alyssa, I saw that you were also on the call. Do you have an update or anything you want to share from the ICG side?
Sure. Thanks, Teresa. There's not a lot to say about the ICG, but as you all know, we completed our work at the last ICANN meeting and have been essentially just waiting for the conclusion of CCWG Workstream 1. One thing that we said in the ICG when we met the last time was that the liaisons to the CCWG and the chairs would essentially keep an eye out for progress of the CCWG work and relay back any information or any kind of indication that the timeline that had been put forth most recently was not going to be in effect anymore. And so sort of observing that and the public comments coming in December, we decided to schedule a call among the ICG for tomorrow where we'll get a report from the liaisons, really just a status update. We're obviously not terribly concerned with the substance of what's going on in the CCWG other than the need for the CWG requirements to be met. But we felt it was important for the full ICG to get an update on the status of the work and the fact that the existing timeline that had been published is not going to be met at this point. There's no further timeline that has been articulated yet. I think, as people know, there's communities represented in the ICG who are very anxious to have the transition proposal off to NTIA. And so, you know, we need to be respectful of those communities and just wanted to get the ICG together and make sure that folks are on board with the current, you know, plan of basically hibernation and waiting for the CCWG or find out if anyone has a different thought about anything else the ICG should be doing in the meantime while we're waiting. So that's one topic of discussion for us tomorrow. And then the other one is we had planned, as of our last meeting, not to have another face-to-face meeting. And we will have a piece of work at the very end here where we need to take out all of the highlighted sections in our report that talk about the dependency and its outstanding conclusion and change that language to reflect, hopefully, that the dependencies will have been met and approve the final proposal to go off to the board and on to NTIA. We could easily do that on a phone call, which is basically what we had been thinking we would do. But if there's something that changes as regarding the CCWG timeline or the outcome of the work, then we, among the chairs, had talked about setting aside a couple of hours to have a face-to-face meeting in Marrakesh in the event that there's anything the ICG needs to discuss. I will say it's pretty difficult for us to determine whether we really need that meeting or not. Certainly, if there's a lot of people who are going to be there face-to-face anyway, and the timing is such that we otherwise would have had a conference call that week, then, you know, it will make sense to meet. But we, I think, need to be a little bit proactive in terms of the scheduling to get something on the meeting agenda in the event that we do need it, even though we don't really know at this point whether we will need it or not. So that's the discussion to be taken up amongst the ICG tomorrow. And I think that's all that I have.
Great. Thanks, Alyssa. Any questions on the ICG or specifically to Alyssa on the process that they're running? And obviously they're looking and waiting for the confirmation of the interdependencies that had been identified in order to finalize their report coming out. No? Okay. So I think those are the key updates with regards to both the ICG and the CCWG. And unless there's any other questions on those specific two processes and where we are and any of the interdependencies there, then I will turn it over to Trang and Akram for the implementation status report. Okay, Trang, let me turn it over.
Thank you, Teresa. Hello, everyone. I hope everyone had a nice holiday break and are ready for an exciting year ahead of us. For today, we've prepared for you a few slides to update you on the progress of implementation. Those of you that were on the CWG call that took place at 1600 UTC are going to be hearing the same update that we provided on that call. So we apologize for the duplicate update. It's just an unavoidable side effect of our efforts to disseminate consistent information. But let's go ahead and move on to the next slide, please. So this slide shows you a dashboard for three of the projects that we're undertaking right now, the RZMS, RZMA, and the NAMES SLE project. Let me just take a quick minute to sort of explain what's on this slide here. The top table provides the name of the projects, a brief description of the projects, the planned completion date for each of the projects, and then sort of a status signal light, if you would, and then the percentage completion for each of the projects. The middle table shows select key dates for each of the projects. The color coding of the bubbles in this on this table correspond to the color coding to the left of each of the project name in the table at the top, so that you can identify which bubbles belong to which project. And then the bottom table has an update in terms of anything that we've done since the last update that we provided to you, any upcoming activities, and as well as any open items. So as it relates to the RZMS code changes to remove the RZA role, we've actually completed that work ahead of schedule. That work was previously anticipated to be completed at the end of this month. It is now, in fact, done. But before we can start parallel testing, there are two other things that need to happen. The first thing is for us to write some additional codes to replicate the ticket and the process in the parallel system. And then the second thing is for VeriSign to complete the changes that it needs to do to its RZMS in order to support parallel testing. So we currently anticipate that the remaining work for us would take about a month to complete, and VeriSign anticipates that it's going to have all of the code changes that it needs to do done by the end of March. So that means that if we complete our work in about a month, which would take us to early February, we still wouldn't be able to start parallel testing until beginning of April when VeriSign is done with its work. So because of that, what we've done is we reprioritize our development efforts, and we're putting off that work until February with the anticipation that we'll be able to complete that work by the time that VeriSign completes its work so that we can start parallel testing in April. And we redirected all of our development efforts to the second project that you see on the slide here, the NAMES SLE project. And by doing so, we anticipate that we're going to be able to pull in the completion date for the NAMES SLE code changes by a month. So right now, we're anticipating completing that work by the end of February. The reason why this is important is then it would allow for an actual six-month-long collection of SLE metrics, which is one of the requirements that has been expressed by the CWG. So that's the update on the RZMS-related side of things. The other track of work on the SLEs is we're also working on parsing the existing data to see if any of the data that we currently collect, can be used to approximate the SLEs that have been defined. The thinking behind that project was that, if we weren't able to get the RZMS code changes done in time to allow for 6 months of data collection prior to the transition occurring, perhaps we can use any existing data to set the performance target. So that's why we embarked on the secondary track of work. So that's still going on. We anticipate that we're going to be able to, by the end of this month, have a determination on whether or not any of the existing or how closely the existing data approximate what the SLEs that have been defined. And then the other piece of work under the NAMES SLEs track is the dashboard to report the SLAs. That's another thing that we have on our list of things to complete by the transition. On the RDMA, we're continuing to work with VeriSign to finalize a draft of the RDMA. Once ready, it will be published for community review. The planned completion date that you see there, January 31st, the end of this month, is the previously communicated timeline, and we're working very hard towards meeting that timeline. Next slide. Thank you. On the PTI, this is around the formation of the PTI entity as per the requirements of the CWG. What we have been working on here is drafting of the PTI implementation plan. Once that is done, we will be sharing that with the community for review. Part of what will be included in the implementation plan will be things such as articles of incorporation for PTI, as well as the PTI bylaws and the conflict of interest policy, you know, the documents basically that are required for the legal formation of PTI. Next slide, please. On the agreements with the RIRs and IETFs, on the RIR side, we've been working on scheduling a meeting with the RIRs to discuss the remaining items on this document. There are several time zones that we're trying to accommodate, so it's taking us a bit of time to nail down a time, but we're hoping to get that meeting scheduled soon and to get this document finalized. On the IATF MOU supplemental agreement, that document is essentially done. You know, we're just kind of doing one final review in the context of everything that's happened since that document was last reviewed in March, just to ensure that you know, nothing is impacted. But essentially, that document is done and ready for execution once we have approval of the proposals. These are four other projects on the CWG side that we have not yet started. The IANA IPR, on that one we are awaiting implementation requirements from the community. RZERC is the Root Zone Evolution Review Committee. That is a committee reference in the CWG proposal that will be advising the ICANN board on architectural and operational changes to the Root Zone. And then CSC is the Customer Service Standing Committee. For those two projects, we are looking to start drafting up the implementation plans for them fairly soon. And as with the PTI implementation plan, those will also be published for community review. Escalation processes refers to the IANA operational complaint and escalation processes and the updating of those processes. That we anticipate beginning that work once the proposals are approved and for them to be completed, obviously, by the time of transition. And then last but not least, these are the four projects identified around the enhancing ICANN's accountability. Three of the projects are just in the identification state right now. Obviously, we're awaiting the final details from the CCWG proposal. The bylaws work and the green light that's associated there is essentially illustrates the timeline that we have previously communicated in terms of the bylaws timeline that we previously communicated within the context of the larger transition timeline. So we believe that timeline is still works. And again, that timeline assumes that the proposals are delivered in January. If that date changes, we'll obviously take a look at the timeline and adjust accordingly. I believe that concludes the implementation update portion. So, Teresa, I'll hand it back to you, and we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Great. Thanks, Tring. And thanks for this really good overview on where we are with all the different moving parts. I think it's helpful for all of us. Anybody have any questions to Trang or any additional observations on where we are with the implementation and what Trang had just presented on? No questions? No discussion?
Okay. Okay, is there any other topic that anybody wants to raise on the call relating to either one of the areas or any questions that you might have relating to the transition? Okay, well, if not, oh, Alyssa, I see your hands up, yes?
Yeah, thanks, Teresa. I was just curious to hear from the NTIA folks in terms of the timeline, you know, given some of the potential slippage with the CCWG, if you guys have any sort of updated sense on your end of, you know, whether things are getting compressed too much or, you know, anything that you're thinking about for 2016, given that the last published timeline is unlikely to be met.
This is Larry. I guess I don't know how much slippage CCWG's projecting, and I don't think they knew today either. But I've told them, and I'll just say publicly, every week the thing slips increases risk. I mean, there's just no way to avoid that. So just people need to keep that in mind.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, great. Any other questions? Comments? Okay. Well, then we'll give a little bit of time back. Just as a reminder, we have the next call will be scheduled in about a month. I'm not quite sure with this adjustment in the schedule what date we had identified, but we'll send out a reminder for everybody around that. Given that it's going to be cutting so closely to the ICANN meeting in Marrakesh, I know that as all of you are planning your different sessions and everything, Hillary, who is on our team here, is more than happy to be of help if you need anything, and she'll let you know her email information. We know you have that, but just let us know if we can be of any help there. And then prior to the meeting, once we have all the different scheduling areas locked in, we'll be sending around an overview of the transition-related discussions that will be happening at the Marrakesh meeting. So that's available to everybody, and you have an overview of the different community dialogues and the different moving parts on that. Just in conclusion for this call, let us know if this is a useful status update or if there's anything else that you'd like to see on these calls as we start preparing for the one next month. And we'll obviously incorporate any feedback that we get from the CCWG or the ICG with regards to the timeline in a updated timeline version that can then be shared. Are these useful status updates, and is there anything else that anybody would like to see on these calls? You can also let us know offline. Okay. Great. Well, then, thank you, everybody, for joining, and happy 2016, and look forward to working with everybody this year. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Teresa. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.